Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A search continues in what was a Mormon church, now a pile of charred rubble in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
We heard a big bang and the doors blew.
A congregant there who survived the ramming of the church by a man driving a four-door pickup truck with two American flags in the truck bed. The attacker, an Iraq war vet, sprayed bullets and then set the place on fire. Four people are dead, eight wounded. The shooter killed in a gun battle with police.
It's devastating to know that I lost friends, and just to see somebody would do this to my church.
The worshippers shielded children from the gunfire and helped each other escape. Another combat veteran is due in court Monday in the deaths of three people at a beachside bar in North Carolina's Cape Fear River, the alleged shooter claiming PTSD. The Carolinas and Florida may see heavy rain through Tuesday from a tropical storm Imelda, now threatening the Bahamas. This is ABC News. Important days ahead for the president, ABC's Selena Wang.
Avoiding a government shutdown is just one of several high-stakes items on President Trump's agenda this week. On Monday, the president will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The following day, White House officials tell me the president will attend a rare gathering of hundreds of top military officials in Quantico, Virginia. And the fallout from the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey continues. Vice President J.D. Vance says he is certain that more indictments are coming.
ABC's N.J. Burkett now on why New York's mayor Eric Adams has quit his re-election bid.
He says it was the issue with campaign fundraising. And look, the fact is he was polling in the single digits, never more than 9% of the vote of likely voters. And you can't raise money when you're that low in the polls and when rumors are swirling around that you're going to drop out anyway.
Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
It's 51 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment, Jane Matinier joins us for Matinier Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Todd Alba Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground, and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest for us this afternoon. We're going to be talking about an incredibly important program to support veterans here in the state of Wisconsin. Before we get to that, a bit more of breaking news this afternoon. If you haven't heard it already, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered hundreds of the U.S. military's generals and admirals to gather on short notice and without a stated reason at a Marine Corps base in Virginia next week, sowing confusion and alarm after the Trump administration's firing of numerous senior leaders this year. They don't even know where they're going to house these folks. It's not like a general comes by himself or herself. It's the general, a few of their right and left-hand men and women, plus their attachés, their assistants. I mean, we're talking over 1,000-plus people. They don't even know where they're going to be housed. It's sort of insane, if you really want to know my opinion about it. Here's what the order stated. Quote, all general officers in command grade 07 through 010 and their general officer senior enlisted advisors are directed to attend within operational constraints. Again, here's the point. Each commander typically travels with his senior enlisted advisor and a few lower ranking military aides, meaning the total group of people traveling for the summit could seemingly exceed 1,000. Here is the other thing about this. You think there might be a small security concern if you're putting all of your top generals in one known location for a big meeting? I don't know. Maybe something to be worried about. A lot of folks are expressing deep concerns about what this means. I've heard reports that people are concerned about additional mass firings, as well as the idea, unconfirmed reports, that there may be discussion of initiating martial law if indeed the federal government shuts down because Donald Trump and the MAGA regime in Washington, D.C. refuse to meet with Democrats whose sole demand to fund the government is that they simply put back the tax credits and the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, you know, so millions of Americans don't lose their health care. And they won't even talk to us. So we've got that going on. Again, we'll keep you updated here at Civic Media. It is also, of course, Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. It's been going on all this week. It'll go on next week. Each day you can win up to $200 in cash, as well as gold jewelry. And, of course, there's one big grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,500 value. All you have to do to get entered to win is text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. Don't do it the old-fashioned way. Go get the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And then text in this word right now. Get it in before the 6 o'clock hour hits. Bank. B-A-N-K, bank. As in Civic Media wants to give you bank in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Good luck to everyone. With that, it is my privilege to introduce all of you to my next guest, State Senator Jeff Smith, representing the Fighting District 31 since 2019, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire and Trempealeau counties. We're here to talk about the Wisconsin Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Senator, I've had guests on before discussing this with me. It looked like there was a glimmer of hope after Republicans refused to greenlight less than $2 million in funding in the state biennium budget. Where do matters stand right now, Senator?
Well, let's be honest here. These facilities in Green Bay and Eau Claire, I mean Chippewa Falls, are empty. It's too late. They've let this go too long. The responsible VA workers there made sure that the veterans that were there have moved on to other places where they could help be housed and hopefully actually get some help with their recovery. But It's still not the same as what they were getting.
Yeah, it is shameful. Again, folks, to understand what has happened here, Republicans blocked the funding for this. Governor Evers put the funding in his biennial budget. It is less than $2 million, which sounds and is a lot for regular people, but in the context of the state budgets, is but a drop in the bucket. Republicans blocked funding for this during the budget process. And now Democrats have proposed a clean bill that would provide this funding. Republicans have an alternative bill, but it's loaded down with a bunch of other Republican priorities, so it's dead in the water. Senator, I don't understand. What are your Republican colleagues? What is their excuse for not supporting a clean bill that was proposed by Democrats? I just don't understand.
I don't understand either, Maggie. You know, for on the floor at the budget, we did propose an amendment as well that included that. They all voted against that. Yeah. So then we chose to go the route of just a clean bill with just this $1.9 million that would at least kept this these facilities going for another year. And that has been ignored. We can't get a hearing. We can't get anything out of the Republicans. And then, of course, Senator Jacques submitted this other bill that had a couple of other what we might call poison pills to the Republicans. I mean I'd be happy to get all three things done that are in his bill, but the Republicans are not interested at all. So why we can't just, and like, you know, you said it, Maggie, out of $100 billion budget, $1.9 million is a drop in the bucket.
I just, this is one of the things that just boggles my mind. Folks, if you're just joining us, I've got as a special guest this half hour, State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. As of September 30th, in 4 days, the leases will officially end. The last resident left about 2 weeks ago. These facilities are empty. These are homes that help house unhoused veterans in the Fox Valley region. There was one in Chippewa Falls and another in Green Bay. Those officially closed on September 12th. I'm reading reports that Wisconsin has approximately 350 to 400 homeless veterans. These two facilities offered respectively 48 and 17 beds. This is not capacity that we can lose. It's not like we have more beds for unhoused veterans than we have unhoused veterans. We've had to send some of these veterans to other states to get housing. which to me is such a failure of frankly Republicans in the state to do what they should be doing to honor our servicemen and women who have protected our freedoms for so long. Has there been any articulated reason from Republicans that you know of, Senator, for why they won't vote for the clean bill that will restore this meager $1.9 million, this drop in the bucket funding for this program?
Yeah, they won't respond to our questions about our bill. But they instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Now, they're, what they're suggesting from the very beginning is that, well, the governor didn't push it hard enough. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them to do this. You know, we got a 12-4 majority in the Joint Finance Committee. It's entirely up to them to be able to do that. They could have done that.
This smacks of such doublespeak, right? Republicans, if it doesn't make you a patriot to put an American flag pin on your lapel. What proves to constituents that you truly care about this country is that you support our veterans. We've seen hemming and hawing in Washington, D.C. about properly funding the VA. We've seen enormous cuts to VA services as well as facilities here in the state of Wisconsin by the Trump administration. Those will continue under the big, brutal bill as the impacts of that are felt throughout the country. Here's what I'm reading accounts that Senator Eric Wimberger, a Republican out of Oconto, has said that Governor Evers should use funding a portion to a veterans trust fund to fill the gap or to use money that the legislature directed for other measures in the budget. He insists that Evers can just easily solve the problem by redirecting money around. This is absolute garbage, is it not, Senator Smith?
It is. They must think that that we have a governor named Trump here, because and we don't. You don't just make these things up of how to govern. They should know, and they know that once money is designated for certain things, that's where it goes. You can't just automatically shift it, and especially the governor can't do that. That is not within his jurisdiction. That is up to the legislature. Our job is to manage the funding and to move it when needed. We could do that. We could do it, but the governor can't. So that it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
Yeah, it is. I know a wee bit about this, having worked in government for a long time myself, and it is actually illegal. Once you have appropriated and apportioned funds in our state budget process, the governor has no power to magically move some dollars from over here to over there. That's just not how government budgeting works. Senator Wimberger of Oconto knows that. So does Representative Voss. So does Senator Lemahieu. And Republicans control our legislature. The legislature has the power of the purse. Yeah. They could solve this problem. They could fully fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program, which is not just housing, as I understand it, though that is one of the key components of this program. Senator, tell us briefly what other services are involved in this that Republicans in this state apparently think veterans don't deserve anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Maggie, and I was hoping we could talk about this, because before housing in the program, it's recovery. It is about recovery. Yes, they need some housing as well, but it is about that absolute responsibility we have as a society to be sure that our veterans, who have, we've put them through the worst of times, the worst things they have to see, and many of them need recovery when they get back from all sorts of things, even if it's addiction. It is our responsibility to be sure that they have that the services needed to make sure that they can live a quality life from there on. And, you know, there's a statistic out there that about 30% of homeless are veterans, and only 6% of our society serve in the services. That's just not acceptable.
It is absolutely not acceptable. This remains an issue that will continuously befuddle me. This should be an area that should be easy to have bipartisan agreement. Republicans continue to lie about the funding in for the veterans recovery and housing program. We're going to continue this discussion. It's so very important with State Senator Jeff Smith, what you can do about it and what Senator Jeff Smith is trying to do with Democrats in this state to make sure that your voice isn't drowned out by corporations and billionaires when it comes to our electoral process. That and so much more coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-752-4842.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Did you know one out of five adults worry about their mental health? It's Suicide Prevention Month, and talking saves lives. Call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Republicans apparently wanting to kick veterans and keep them down here in the state of Wisconsin. Got a great guest talking about Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin refusing to fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Before we get back to that discussion, I do want to remind everybody we are in the midst of the hour where you can be entered to win some incredible prizes during Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. We give away daily prizes of $200 cash or gold jewelry. And when you text in to win and be entered, you will also have a chance at winning a grand prize of 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. That's a $1,500 value. All you've got to do is download the Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from and text in this word right now. Got to get it in before 6 p.m., folks. The word to be entered to win this hour is bank. B-A-N-K. The word again is bank. Good luck to each and every one of you. We're joined by State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. He's been in that seat since 2019. He also served 2 terms in the Wisconsin State Assembly. He's from Eau Claire. We're so happy to have him with us. We've been talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. To refresh everyone's recollection here, This is a housing program that helps with addiction and recovery services. They provide wraparound services and housing for veterans. Governor Evers put in $1.9 million to keep this program funded in his biennial budget. However, Republicans in the state legislature stripped that money out. Democrats have now introduced a clean bill to fully fund that program. We've got an enormous budget here in the state of Wisconsin, over $100 billion. We're talking about $1.9 million. Republicans refuse to move on Democrats' proposed clean bill. I do not understand it. It is frankly shocking. And I applaud Senator Smith for trying to lead the effort to bring that funding back for this program. We've lost the senator having a bit of technical difficulties, but I also wanted to share with you as we work to get the senator back, I also wanted to share with you a bit of legislation that Senator Smith co-proposed alongside numerous other Senate Democrats back in April of this year. Oh, there he is. He's back with us now. Thank you so much,
Senator. Sorry.
That's okay. Those things happen. I just reminded folks about where we're at with the VHRP. Please call your state reps and senators. Tell them to move on the clean bill that Democrats have proposed. Let's get this signed. Republicans basically have been lying about this to Wisconsinites. Governor Evers can't magically move money around that's already been appropriated and apportioned. That's not how it works. Any last words that you want to say to folks in the state of Wisconsin, Senator, on the VHRP?
Well, it is really important to support our veterans. Everybody claims that they believe that, but it's time to start showing that they believe that. We put our veterans through a lot in their service, and they do it for their country and for us and for their families and communities, and we need to be sure that they're taken care of when they need us.
Couldn't agree with you more. Literally put your money where your mouth is. Otherwise, don't claim to support veterans. Senator, let's talk a little bit about the proposal back in April of this year. You and a number of Democrats in the state legislature introduced legislation to permit a constitutional amendment to be on the ballot to overturn Citizens United, which basically said money is speech and corporations are people, which every American knows is hogwash, if I may. You've been part of the vanguard talking about the rights to direct democracy for citizens here in the state of Wisconsin. We do not have the right to change our laws through direct referendum. You've been on the forefront of leading a charge to get to a nonpartisan commission for gerrymandering. Tell us why you think this is so important for Wisconsins of all party affiliations, not just Democrats, right? This is good for everybody.
It really is. Voters right now, our citizens, just don't believe they can trust government, and they don't trust their elected officials. And there's sometimes it's good reason for that, because they are not permitted to have, they don't feel like their voice is heard. They're not permitted to be able to make those decisions or help make those decisions. And it's, we really need to open that up and be accountable as elected officials, not be afraid. What are we afraid of? What are Republicans afraid of? I have to keep saying is, you know, if they really believed in what they're doing, they would not be in favor of gerrymandering, and they would be open to direct democracy. And I can't believe anybody, including Republicans, want to spend their days begging for money and raising money so that they can run for office. And instead, let's, you know, even the playing field for everyone, and take that big money out of the process.
Senator, you put it so well and so simply. If Republicans are so sure that their ideas are the right ones, then let's actually return it to a battle of ideas. And that means fair maps, competitive districts. I don't like gerrymandering that favors Democrats. I don't even like it when you have uncompetitive districts that look more like squares and not like these weird squiggly lines. I like competitive districts because it makes elected officials very accountable to their constituents. That's good for everybody. And the idea of having binding referenda for the citizens of Wisconsin, direct democracy, These are things that can help restore trust in government. Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Trempealeau counties. Thank you so much for spending some of your Friday afternoon with us, sir.
Thank you, Maggie. It's been my pleasure.
We come back. I've got a special message of congratulations for someone near and dear to my heart. We've got the Friday edition of Ask Maggie. And of course, our statewide multi-state text to win contest continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A search continues in what was a Mormon church, now a pile of charred rubble in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
We heard a big bang and the doors blew.
A congregant there who survived the ramming of the church by a man driving a four-door pickup truck with two American flags in the truck bed. The attacker, an Iraq war vet, sprayed bullets and then set the place on fire. Four people are dead, eight wounded. The shooter killed in a gun battle with police.
It's devastating to know that I lost friends, and I, you know, just to see somebody would do this to my church.
The worshippers shielded children from the gunfire and helped each other escape. Another combat veteran is due in court Monday in the deaths of three people at a beachside bar in North Carolina's Cape Fear River, the alleged shooter claiming PTSD. The Carolinas and Florida may see heavy rain through Tuesday from a tropical storm Imelda, now threatening the Bahamas. This is ABC News.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As you know, when it is 5:30 on Fridays, it is time for a little game that we like to play called Ask Maggie, where you can ask me basically anything you want. But I've got a little bit of business to attend to before I get to Ask Maggie this afternoon. I'm going to call it radio show host privileges, because a really good friend of mine has retired from the Milwaukee Police Department today. And I wanted to take a moment to honor his service to our community. His name is Officer Paul Vento. Paul, I hope you're listening out there, and to everybody that's with you celebrating your retirement today, my most sincere congratulations to you, Paul. Folks that may not know Mr. Vento, he served in the U.S. Army from 1989 to 1993. He had a short stint even as a security guard in Milwaukee's Boston store. And from 1998 to 2000, he also served as a Milwaukee County Sheriff. And in the year 2000, he joined the Milwaukee Police Department, where he has served honorably for 25 years. Paul never left the beat, always wore a uniform. And he was nicknamed the Hype Man by his fellow officers for his positivity, excitement, and levity during roll call. I have referenced Paul indirectly many times on this show. I call Paul Officer Friendly because I know that if there was ever a person that I loved or cared about that it was in a position of peril or in a mental health emergency or in a moment of need, it was Paul Vento that I wanted responding, and officers just like Paul. So, Paul, I just want to say to you, thank you for making our city safer. For 25 years, MPD's better because of it. Our city's better because of it. And you are a credit to the uniform. You are such a good man, Paul, and you deserve all the recognition and congratulations for an incredible career of service to your community. You will be missed, and I hope you're having a great time. I want to share with all of you that Paul was not the only member of the Vento family to serve our community. His dad and uncle, his brother-in-law, and his cousin all served our community. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind everybody, when we talk about public policy, when we talk about how to make our communities safer, we often talk in generalities, and we often group folks together. But there are real human beings behind every policy debate. And there are really good people trying to do really good work of the highest integrity in every area of government at the federal, state, and local levels. So again, to Officer Paul Vento, thank you for your service, my friend. You have made us all safer and better. And you have made, again, an incredible contribution to MPD. We're all better off for the fact that you served. I hope you have a great retirement. Well deserved, my friend. Thank you all, listeners, for sticking with me through that. Now, I'm going to turn it over to my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, for Friday's edition of Ask Maggie. Welcome back, Jamie.
Well, thank you so much. And I think we all need an Officer Friendly in our life.
Everybody needs Officer Paul Vento in their lives. Absolutely.
Congratulations for an amazing career. So I don't know, Paul, but I feel like I've heard you talk about him several times. So congratulations to him and an amazing career.
And his family.
And his whole family. I was just going to say, that's incredible, because let's be realistic. Anytime you serve whether it's police, fire, in the military, it's not just that individual serving, it's that entire family. So yeah. Thank you to your contributions. I'm so glad to be here, like face to face.
I know,
it's
we're
so
in the same
cool.
room. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. It is time for Ask Maggie. We have a few questions that we've got to that I've prepared, and
okay.
We got some serious stuff, some good stuff, some fun stuff. So we're gonna mix it up. But before we get to all that, Jacob, let's roll our fun intro.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
All right. As I always say, I don't know about lightning speed, but we're going to do something here, right?
I try to answer in brevity.
Well, you know,
brevity might be the soul of wit, but it's not Maggie's strong suit, by the way.
We also get off on a tangent.
I just talked
sometimes.
About myself in the third person, which sounds a lot like
Tom Holman.
Yeah.
I think we should all talk about ourselves like that. I think it makes things much more interesting in life. All right, so we're going to start with this one, and I have to ask you this one because Dave from New Berlin actually sent this in a while ago, and it's been on my, like, gotta ask it list, but then we always get off on a tangent. So
yes.
We're going to start with this one. Maggie, you've just lost your job at Civic Media. By the way, we're not letting that happen anytime soon. Fortunately, there are three open positions. One is rodeo clown. The second is a test pilot for Boeing. You got to love the thought Dave puts it to this. The third is President Trump's press secretary. Which job does Maggie take? We're going to give her 1 minute for this one, Jacob. I could see the look on her face right now. It's awesome. 1 minute for this one, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, being Donald Trump's press secretary certainly sounds like being almost in a plane crash because it's Boeing, and a little bit like being a radio clown. And so I'm going to go with being Donald Trump's press secretary. I would probably last about 15 minutes at the podium, but I'd be dropping some truth bombs. Wouldn't that be fun to just, you know, get up there and let fly? I'd probably end up doxed and on some list after that performance. Yui. But very seriously, I think I'd rather be a rodeo clown. I actually worked at Cheyenne Outfitters when I was in high school for a while. And I've got some Western wear to evidence my work there. And I'm tall when I'm flat-footed. You put a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on me, I'm hitting about 6'5", you know what I'm saying? It's good fun. I love cowboy culture. I love the West.
It's fun. I have two favorite parts of that answer. First and foremost, there was a Freudian slip, I'm going to say, and you called it radio clown at first.
Oh, did I? Oh, my goodness. Yes, I put on my top hat and tap shoes every day for all of you fine listeners.
Anybody who's been doing this long enough knows that, yes, essentially you are. That's what you are, on display all the time. So that was my favorite part. Second of all, I'm trying to imagine you as President Trump's press secretary. Can you imagine the look on certain news organizations' faces when you'd get up to the podium and actually speak truth? It would be fun.
I think I would need to get some different plastic surgery type adjustments to my face, like way more filler.
Botox.
Way more filler. I'd have to go blonde. I'd need like the requisite like MAGA curls, the whole MAGA look. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet. We need to pump some Botox into the face, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. South Park kind of had it right when Christy Noem got upset. I mean, if you've never seen the episode, please go watch it, even if you're not a huge South Park fan. You might be entertained. Just a little.
John Oliver and South Park right now are helping me keep my sanity.
Yes.
Because humor is an act of resistance right now. And so you've got to laugh from time to time because you'd cry your eyes out if you didn't. And if it weren't so gosh darn serious, Donald Trump is the ultimate rodeo clown.
This is true. And he has the makeup to prove it.
And the makeup to prove it. That's good orange pancake, sir.
That's right. That's right. I don't know what mirror he's looking in, but it needs better lighting or something once in a while. Okay, this is another good one. Speaking of late night. So this comes to us from Leah in Racine. And she says, and this is an interesting question, Does the CBS decision to end Colbert look foolish now since ABC and Sinclair have backtracked? So we want your take on this. 1 minute, Jacob, when you're ready.
I think it does look really stupid. In the last hour that we've been on the air, Nexstar has also announced that they will be returning Jimmy Kimmel to the airwaves. And I think the outpouring from both the left and the right in defense of the First Amendment is the point here. And threatening FCC licenses and the extortionary threat of not approval of these mergers and things. If the biggest corporations in the world, like Disney and CBS's ownership, Paramount, if they can't stand up and say, we're not going to toss our the people that have to get out there and say the words and do the things, we're not going to toss them under the bus, you know, it sends a really dangerous message. So I think it's looking very embarrassing for CBS. I mean, we can go as far back as these settlements, why they were settling this stuff. And let's be honest. I mean, CBS especially, it's less direct when you look at what's going on with the Nexstar-Tegna merger. These are ABC affiliates. When you looked at the situation with Colbert and the CBS 60 Minutes settlement, that was direct, right? Like, this one of the billionaire owners of CBS stood to gain ever more billions. I think she also has been recently diagnosed with like a very aggressive form of cancer, which is terrible. But that very clearly had a you know, nine figure dollar imperative behind it. But none of this is good, and it was so bizarre to have Pam Bondi and Donald Trump talk about like going after hate speech,
right?
When Charlie Kirk himself he said multiple times, there's no such thing as hate speech in the United States. Right. You can say whatever you want. So we need, that is a cautionary tale, and shame on you, CBS. I loved Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is fantastic. And you got to imagine that his run is not over at some point. He's going to be picked up somewhere else.
I think the Kennedy Foundation just announced today Stephen Colbert is getting some sort of, I think it's like Courage and something or other.
Which feels like a little dig. You dug up the Rose Garden, right? You brought RFK onto your staff, essentially, your administration. And it feels like a little bit of like that, we still have principles, right? You can take our name off of a building. Right. You can put this board in place of what was named for our family. You can dig up our mom's rose garden.
Well, I think the difference is, right, like this is coming from the Kennedy family directly. Right.
They different.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's almost like diplomacy, right? These symbolic gestures at this really high level. I thought it was a great move for the Kennedy family to award Colbert with the thing that I cannot remember what the
award
is.
I can look it up while we're talking.
But we'll figure it out, I'm sure. But good for you, Stephen. Good for you.
You know, and honestly, I don't side with Ted Cruz on a lot of things.
I know.
Right?
Or Rand Paul, for that matter.
It's really quite fascinating when I find myself aligning with their opinions on things. And you got to think that maybe, obviously, all of these Republicans who sided with, you know, the First Amendment, a lot of them are part of that Tea Party coalition from years ago who constitution. But they're also looking at what happens if one day they don't run things in all phases of the government, right?
That was, I think, exactly what Ted Cruz said, right? That, you know, conservatives, if this is okay, you better watch out. Because, you know, turnabout is fair play here. Folks, that's going to have to be it for Ask Maggie. Keep those questions coming. You can always send them into askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And remember, it's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Text in this word right now to get entered to win some amazing prizes via the Civic Media app. Bank. B-A-N-K. Bank. Next up, we got Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin to round out your Friday afternoon. Don't go anywhere.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Volkswagen of Oshkosh. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is our last segment of the day, and that means it is time for What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin with my good friend and colleague in broadcasting, Terry Barr. Before we bring Terry on, of course, got to hit it one last time. You've got, at this exact moment, 7 minutes to text in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. We give away every day $200 or gold jewelry, and we got one great big old grand prize, which is two indoor club level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game, which means you'll be back in plenty of time for Sunday supper, wherever that may be. And we're going to give you a gas card to get you back and forth to the game. It's a $1,500 value to get entered. You text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it already, shame on you. Go get it. It is free from wherever you get your apps from. Get that app and then text in this word before the clock strikes 6 o'clock this afternoon. This word right here, bank, B-A-N-K. This fun contest is going to go on all next week. We give away prizes all day long. So happy to have you with us all, and good luck to you. Terry, welcome back. Good to see you, my friend.
Oh, hi, Maggie. It's great to be back with all of you, and happy Friday to everyone. My goodness.
Yes, happy Friday.
I have a question to start this segment.
Sure.
Would you celebrate a really special birthday? Do you have something really unique or different that you might do?
Being from Wisconsin, we're going to be eating and drinking. Like, that's clearly going to be, it's clearly going to be part of it. Gifts are one of my love language, my love languages. And so whenever somebody has a big occasion, I always try to think of the things that bring them like joy and love. So for example, my dad's birthday is coming up on October 1st. Ooh. And since the Brewers are going to be in the playoffs again, and they have been for the last few years, I always get to bring my dad to a playoff game, and he absolutely loves baseball. So that's always my special gift from my dad. I try to think of what that person likes, you know.
That is incredible. Well, this young man that I recently spoke with, he decided, I'm turning 70 this year. What can I do to celebrate it? He has decided to run 7 5K races.
Oh, that's amazing.
Before the snow flies. So he's got 5 under his belt, 2 to go. He's running at races all across the state of Wisconsin, even though he lives in Madison. I just think it's wonderful. He's doing it to obviously celebrate his birthday, but also to let people know he is a cancer survivor. Mm. Is his wife a cancer survivor 3 times? And Jacob, I know you have some audio to play. This is Gary Albrecht telling us why this means so much to him.
As I looked at age 70, I mean, it's when you're out there in these races, there's very few people who are over 70. I'm very thankful. You know, before each race, it's really reflection time of to say, you know, this is really great. I can do this. So I thought with 70, that would be that mark to me is a real benchmark. We all have friends, family who have left us or who have fought that battle through cancer. And I think it's just a great message to send out there that we need to fight back. We need to live on, and we need to do for others what we can.
He has a cheering section that stands at every race as well and holds up signs reminding people about cancer research, raising awareness. And again, that's Gary Albrecht. He is a prostate cancer survivor. His wife has survived 3 different types of cancer. He just did the Badger Challenge, which is a specific race to raise some money for cancer research. But now he's going to do one at a zoo, and he hasn't picked the last one, but he said he has to because, again, he wants these done before the snow flies so he can get the word out. He's 70, and he is proud to run these 7 5Ks around Wisconsin.
That's absolutely wonderful, Terry. And I'm just going to tag on to that. One of my best friends from high school, her dad ended up with very advanced kidney disease, and her sister ended up being a match and has donated her kidney to her dad, and they're both doing extremely well. And not unlike Gary and many who run after they've recovered and been in remission from cancer, there is a group of folks that as organ donors also go out and run or do these events to bring awareness to the fact that after donation, you can do anything that you want as well. She will be hiking the Grand Canyon coming up this October. So what a beautiful coincidence, Terry, that you brought my dear friend and her family to mind. I really thank you for that. It's the Dahlgren family. The father Dahlgren was a longtime ophthalmologist in West Allis, and his daughter, we call her Pups, again, helped donate and save her father's life. I'm so proud of them and so happy for Gary and his wife.
Me too. Maybe I should tell you, Gary was actually my high school band director.
Oh, Terry, that's amazing. I love it.
When stay in touch. And,
yeah, the circles of life. I love it all coming together. That's so amazing. What you got going on this weekend, Terry?
We too are going to be cheering on the Brewers. We're going to the game tomorrow.
Oh, that is amazing. A bunch of my friends are going to be going to the game tomorrow as well. The magic number for the Brewers to lock in home field advantage for the rest of the postseason is one. They're playing Cincinnati this weekend. Go, crew, go. Thank you, Terry, for bringing a bit of bright light in these dark times to us every Friday afternoon. You can catch Terry and I talking about what's good, local, and overlooked every Friday in our last segment on this fine program. That's going to do it for Terry and I and all of us here at Civic Media for my program. You got Pete Schwabba coming up next to ride into the weekend with some entertainment news and fun conversation. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Go, crew.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The victims were Mormons worshiping in Grand Blanc, Michigan. The attacker was a man driving a pickup truck sporting two American flags. A 40-year-old Iraq war vet, Thomas Sanford, drove that truck through the church doors, sprayed the congregants with bullets, then set the place on fire. Police Chief William Rennie says four people were killed, possibly more, as the painful search continues.
The entire church has not been cleared because it's a total loss due to the fire. So these first responders right now, they're in recovery mode. They're trying to fight through all the debris.
The attacker died when police responded with bullets of their own. A gunman suspected of killing three people from his boat as they enjoyed music at a beachside bar along North Carolina's Cape Fear says he's a combat veteran suffering PTSD. He's due in court Monday. The Phoenix Mercury defeating the Minnesota Lynx to advance to the WNBA Finals. This is ABC News. People